You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate so you never ever have to work a job again. And today, we are going to be talking all about advanced house hacking and how you, as a beginner or an advanced investor, should be house hacking for your real estate investing, because you are going to have so many great benefits, and we're going to show you how to do it because I'm doing it right now myself. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's going on, super blessed and excited to have you here with me on the show. Now, you might be thinking, what in the world is advanced house hacking? Because nobody ever talked about it. In fact, when I was creating this episode talking about house hacking and what I'm doing to actually get another rental property, I thought, well, this isn't necessarily house hacking. And house hacking is usually a term that most people think of as for beginners. Okay, a beginner house hacker, and it's really, really simple. You buy a house, rent out a room, or buy a duplex, you rent out that other duplex, other unit in that duplex while you live in one, and the tenants pay for your mortgage for you. Well, that's house hacking. Very great way, and we're going to get into all this, but I'm giving you a broad overview really quick. That's a very great way for beginners to get invested in real estate, but I'm going to tell you, if you are an advanced investor, you're going to have other ways to house hack, and I am literally doing this right now. Now, the last few episodes, you've heard how I am actually, and I'll go into it more, but just quick recap, I've talked about how now I, after living in Arizona for 7 years, we started in California, moved out to Arizona to be closer to my wife's parents, and now after 7 years, we're thinking, well, we want to move to Tennessee. In moving to Tennessee, I thought, I don't even know if I want to live there, let alone, you know, stay there for the rest of my life. Let me buy a house and experience what it feels like to live there and leave my house here in Arizona just in case I want to move back, but I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to sell my house. I'm going to actually rent it out in a short-term or mid-term property. So there's one short-term property there. Check. Now, if I want to move back, I can literally just stop taking up the bookings and move back into my house. It'll be completely furnished, which would be great. And I don't have to lug all my furniture across the entire country. Then here's the advanced house hacking part that you can absolutely utilize. Now, I'm going to walk you through the advanced house hacking. The advanced house hacking is basically where you are, as an investor, are going to buy a property that you can live in for a year. You're going to have, if you wanted to, you can do a 3.5% down payment, which is FHA loan. You can do that, pay a lot less money down. You're going to get better interest rates because it's a conventional loan, not an investor loan or a second or third property loan. Those have higher interest rates. Well, here's what I'm doing. I'm buying a house in Tennessee, found a great property in Tennessee. It's actually in Murfreesboro. That's where we're moving to. Super awesome location. It's actually 6 minutes away from my good friends, Jason and Peely. They come and speak at RubeCon, other great investors. We're going to be neighbors, which is so much fun, but it's a beautiful area. And here's the best thing. I don't know if I'm actually going to want to stay in Murfreesboro the rest of my life or more than a year, but it's a fantastic place for a future rental property or short-term property. I could even rent the place now, long-term at $2,700. My mortgage and everything is probably going to be about $2,500 once it's all said and done. Now, I'm going to move into that place for a year. And I'm going to talk a little bit about interest rates in just a second, but these interest rates are also because of down payments, which I'll get to. But I'm going to move into it for a year. After I live in the house for a year, I can then rent it out because that's the criteria. If you get a conventional loan, they require you to live in the house for at least 1 year, which is great. So I'll live in there a year while I'm looking for another place to live. Maybe a whole nother city. Maybe it might be Cookeville. Maybe it might be Knoxville or the surrounding areas, cities around there. It might be Nashville. I'm not sure. But I don't know until I actually live there and experience the area there. It might still be Murfreesboro. Then if I like that area, it's going to take me some time to find a really, really great house. Now, I want land. I would love to have 60, 70, maybe 100 acres where we can have a shooting range on our yard. That would be super awesome. Maybe having like a three par golf course on my land. It won't be amazing or anything. It'll just be just a grass that will have a tee box and, you know, a hole that we can hit to. But we would have land and we'd have a good size house for our family. My wife's pregnant in about 3 weeks. She's going to give birth, which is an amazing blessing. We're going to have number five coming. And there's an 11-year gap between our youngest, who is now 11 years old, and then now our newborn. So we're going to have a growing family still. We're really blessed to have more and more kids. So we want more land. We want a bigger property. So living there for a year, it gives us plenty of time to find a property, find the land if we're going to build and even build, and then give us the ability to then rent out the property. And so if you're an advanced investor, you're going to be able to utilize this many, many times over. And here is the advanced part. This is now talking about interest rates and down payment. Well, actually, all this is in advance because it's not necessarily, you know, renting out a duplex and all that sort of stuff. But the advanced part is leaving my current house as an Airbnb, moving in my new one, and then eventually renting that when I was Airbnb and do it over again if I wanted to, or buy my permanent residence. But here is where it gets a little more advanced. Now, I'm an investor. I have 30 plus properties, going to hotels and all that sort of stuff. We have a lot of great investments. I do not want to put down 20%. Now, here's the pros and cons. If I put down 20% on my conventional loan, then I will not have to pay my PMI, the private mortgage insurance. Basically, it's $150 a month that you have to pay extra just for the privilege of not having to put 20% down. As soon as you get to 20% down, you're not going to be paying that PMI, which is great. Now, I literally could just pay 20%. I'll be completely honest and say I could pay a lot more than that, but I'm not going to. So with 20%, I would not be paying the PMI. But here's the advanced thinking. You need to think like an investor. I am growing my rental portfolio as I move anywhere. And with that, if I put down 20% on a $420,000 house, what's that? Almost $85,000 that I have to put down. That's 20%. That'll save me $135 a month. Okay, that's not bad. But if I put down 10%, that is half of that. Let's say it's $42,000 that I am not paying out of my own money. That's 10% down. Let's say $42,000. Well, that's $42,000 extra that I'm going to have to buy another rental property, another property that's going to be making me money. You might be thinking, well, Dustin, what about that $130 or $150 PMI? That's just extra that you're paying out. It's like, that is because I'm an investor. And because this is an advanced investing strategy, in doing this, I'm going to take that $42,000 and I'm going to buy at least one, if not multiple properties with that $42,000, that extra money that it could put towards the, you know, 20% down. I'm going to use that money to buy more properties that will pay for that PMI, that will pay for the new loan and make me money on top of that because I'm an investor. Now you might be thinking, well, Dustin, why didn't you put 3.5% down? Well, a big reason why 3.5% down does not look like a good borrower or a buyer to the seller. The seller wants to make sure that you are actually going to follow through. If you only have 3.5% down, they might be thinking, man, this guy, I might want to pick somebody else, you know, to give them the property to. But since I am actually buying the property myself and I'm unrepresented, I am actually able to get a lower interest rate. I am not paying, or the buyer's realtor, I don't have a buyer's realtor, so that's not extra money coming out of my pocket. I negotiated the price down. Remember, this is advanced strategies. We negotiate the price down every single time we buy a property in Master Passive Income. Actually, I'll say this. I've done a couple other episodes on negotiating, but we negotiate everything, even like your contracts, even your property management fees, everything in this business. We actually negotiate every single thing. Now, from here, I'm going to actually get that $42,000 and I'm going to start a whole nother business in another area, another city in the country that I'm actually going to be able to get multifamily. When I say multifamily, it's 4 units and below. I don't want to get into 5, 10, 20 units because that's different financing. That's commercial financing, which is totally different. With commercial financing, usually in about every 4 to 5 years, you have to refinance that financing, which costs a lot of money. I have had to do that before, and I had to pay for appraisals. And I was like, you already know the value. You know, I've already paid a lot of money down. Why do I need to do an appraisal? They said, well, we still do it. So I spent another $1,200 on 4 properties just because I had another appraisal. total $1,200, $300 each for four properties, so $1,200. That's why I don't go into, right now, I'm not getting into five units above because it's different financing. When you go with four units and below is absolutely one of the best ways to actually invest in rental properties, in my opinion, because you have four units. If one's not rented, you could rent or hopefully have the other three rented out. You're still making money. With a single family home, you actually don't make any money. And you know this, I didn't say actually, I don't know why I said that, but you don't make any money. You understand this if it's not rented. So if you have one unit not rented, you're not making money. If you have one unit not rented in a fourplex, you're still making money from the other three. And then let's say maybe you want to do Airbnb on one of the properties or three of the properties and the other one be a long-term property tenant. Wouldn't that be absolutely amazing if you had long-term and short-term and maybe even midterm, that's 30, 60, 90-day stays? That would be such a great way to build a portfolio. Now, you might be thinking, especially if you're on the West Coast. I mean, I grew up on the West Coast. There are no such thing as fourplexes, or very, very rarely are there any fourplexes or triplexes or duplexes. But on the East Coast and in the Midwest, there are great properties that were created that were made for four, three, and two. And those properties are going to be making you a lot of money because of the price point and cost per door. Now, that might be, you might be thinking, what in the world does that mean? Well, how much money am I spending for that one door that can be rented, that one property, that one place? So if I'm buying a single family home for $150,000, well, that door that I could rent is $150,000 for that one door. Now, if I had a fourplex that cost $200,000, well, each door is $50,000 purchase price in order to get a tenant inside that door to then pay me rent. Now, the rent will be a little bit lower because it's a fourplex. People aren't going to obviously want, people would much rather live in a single family home than a fourplex. But with that, you have four units that can be rented. I kid you not, you will make so much more money. And the cost per door goes way down. On top of that, all your expenses, if you have a lot of properties really close proximity, you're going to be able to talk to your property manager, negotiate with them. Remember, I always say negotiate. You will be able to negotiate with those property managers and get them to lower on their fees, get them to lower on their terms, get them to remove even entire fees or get rid of things they don't like because you command a lot of business for them because you're the customer. Now, here is another advanced strategy, house hacking. I love house hacking, especially when you're getting started. You should absolutely house hack. But when you house hack, you manage a property yourself because you're trying to save money. The advanced strategy that I'm doing and I want you to do when you think of advanced house hacking, what we do is we make sure that we have a property manager, somebody that's not ourselves, that will manage a property and we do not pay them ourselves. Let me say that in a different way. We do not go to get a job so that we can pay our property manager. No, we do not buy the property unless the property can pay for that property manager. I don't want to work with tenants. I don't want to talk to them. I want other people to talk to them. I just want to make money every single month. That's absolutely what we want to do, is make sure, as an advanced strategy, everywhere that I'm going, like my property that I'm leaving, even though I know my property in Arizona so well, I'm still going to hire a property manager because I don't want to deal with that. I want to play with my kids. I want to make more podcasts. I want to, you know, go to conventions or conferences because I want to do the things I want to do, because I can hire people. Now, the next strategy, next part of the advanced strategy, this new property that I'm buying, I literally did not. And I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts do the work for you. and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets. Put any offers on any properties until a few things came in place. Remember, this is advanced investing. We're investing out of state. And so even if I never moved into that property, I bought it, it's going to make me money. Here's how I know that for a fact. I went and you don't have to do this. I literally drove for 2 weeks with my entire family through the central Tennessee. It was so beautiful. Absolutely loved it there. Now with that, as I was driving through, I was noticing the different cities that I could potentially invest in. Now, the advancement strategy. Now, regular house hacking, what you would normally do is wherever you live, you'd buy a house and hopefully get somebody to rent it out. That's normal house hacking. Advanced house hacking. That is when you are strategic in finding a good area. I'll be completely honest. I actually did like Nashville. I did like Cookeville. I really liked Knoxville. I have good friends in all those cities, but I've picked Murfreesboro. I have another good friend there too as well, Jason and Peely. They're great, but all those cities are fantastic. But what was the deciding factor? The deciding factor was that as an investment property, something that's going to make me money in the future, I had to make a business decision. I didn't go off of, well, I like this area the best. Well, if you remember, I'm going to be living there for an entire year, if not longer, hopefully not too long, while I'm scoping out the areas, trying to find really, really good cities, other places to invest. I really like Sparta. Sparta was beautiful, huge lots and beautiful green everywhere, rolling hills. Sparta was fantastic. Rock Island's beautiful. Cookeville above, like north of Cookeville, is just amazingly beautiful. Waterfalls everywhere. So if I were to pick a place where I wanted to live, I would not have picked Murfreesboro necessarily. Even though I do like it, I really, really like it, I might have picked someplace else. But as a business owner, as an advanced house hacking, what I decided to do was let me look for the best city that has the best inventory. Because I've told you guys, and you know this, I'm an investor, but what I really am is I'm a business owner. My business owns real estate, and that real estate is my inventory. Just because I might not live there for the rest of my life doesn't mean that I wouldn't buy it, because other people would rent it out. I found, and I analyzed Nashville, Murfreesboro, Cookeville, Knoxville. I have analyzed all these different cities to see which city is going to be the best area or city to invest in, and the right types of home that are at the right price point and that I could rent out and make money. So once I found the inventory, remember, this is the advanced strategy. Once I found the good city that had good inventory, then I found the property manager. Let me show you how this actually worked out. In Nashville, I was really wanting to invest in Nashville because it was seeming like I could possibly get good properties that are in the outskirts, that are the suburbs of Nashville. People can drive in and out. It seems like I could find a good area to invest in. Well, I didn't just say, well, let me just start buying properties or looking at properties, have realtors go out there and buy a property. No, I did not do that. Here's the advanced strategy. I called around to property managers. So I crossed off Cookeville. It was a little too small. It would still be great, but it's not what I wanted. And then Knoxville was good. It just wasn't the right fit. Nashville was perfect. So here's what I did. Here's the advanced strategy that I'm going to tell you guys how to do it. I called up property managers. Once I realized this is the area I want to invest in, I started calling property managers. And the first property manager I talked to, she was more of a travel or vacation type of Airbnb company. Remember, my property manager, they're going to be doing the short-term rentals for me. I'm renting this short term, so I need to find a property manager that's not just long term. They have to be able to also take care of the short term property. Well, she was telling me the only good properties are one in walking distance in downtown. You need to have a rooftop. You need to have a balcony where people can watch each other. I'm like, you know, that's going to cost a couple $1 million. And she goes, yeah, that's kind of hard to get. I'm like, yes, okay. Yeah, well, really quickly, I realized she's not the right property manager for me. She did not have the right perspective, and she wasn't an investor. Completely understand that. She was an employee is really what it came down to. Now, what I did was I started calling around to more property managers. The next company that I called up, here is where like it really stands out that no two property managers are the same. The next property that I called up, as I called him up, I started talking to him about investing and what I wanted to do, getting a short-term property. He was talking to me so much differently. Was not talking about inside the city. He's, oh, no, no, don't invest inside the city. Way too expensive. You're not going to get your return on your money. The other property manager, they'd be happy because they're going to be renting out for, what, $1,000 a night? They make a lot of money on that. They make, what, 15, 20% or something like that? Well, 20% of, what, $1,000 a night is $200. They're really happy that per night, as opposed to if they're only renting out for, let's say, $2,000, 20% is, what, $400. So they're not making nearly as much. So they want the higher dollar amount. Now, this other property manager, an investor, and I started talking, I said, so what if you were, well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm kind of stuttering because I don't normally say this. I'm going to tell you this. I only tell my students this, but this is a key question that you must ask. So either write it down or put it in your brain. When you're talking to property managers, here is the key question. Like I said, I don't get this out to anybody, but just between me and you, don't tell anybody. This is what I do. You need to ask the question, if you were to invest your money in this city and which property, not necessarily property, but the area of that city, where would you personally invest your own personal money? When you ask that question, that gives the property manager an insight into what you're thinking. And most importantly, you're going to hear his answer and you're going to hear what they, he or she, what they actually say. And you're going to understand what's the good areas of the city to invest in. This new property manager I started talking to, he said, don't invest in the city. You need to invest in suburbs. You need to invest out of this main city. And he told me this one city, I can't remember the name, but it was like 20-minute drive. If you look on a map, it's like, oh, wow, that's pretty far. I said, no, that gets great, great short term. I mean, it's fantastic. And then he even mentioned Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro is doing really well now with short-term properties because there aren't that many. It's not saturated. Now, Knoxville and Nashville are very saturated, which means lots of inventory that other investors have. Well, I want to go into an area that does not have that much competition for me, but have good price points and be a good place I want to live. So check, check, check this new property manager. Then, and I didn't even pay him any money. I literally said, okay, well, I'm gonna eventually rent this out. What is the high rent amount? What is the low rent amount? Because, you know, it's there's high and low rents because it's renting out per day. What are the on-season, off-season, you know, when it's going to be fully booked, when it's going to be less booked in the entire year? These are, you know, if you're writing them down, these are great questions to ask. Just giving you a little heads up. Also asking, well, in the entire year, what do you think the gross rent would be for this property, taking account for vacancy, occupancy, time of seasons, and all that sort of stuff? How much money do you think we can make from this property? They're going to tell you that. They're going to do research for you because they want your business. Now, this property manager charges 20%. It's not high at all. In fact, 25% I've seen is about average. So 20% is not bad. They take care of everything. They are going to be fantastic. So in the advanced investing, what we want to think about is accumulating more properties, this advanced house hacking, accumulating more properties over and over and over again, so that you, as you move, you leave a property that's rented. My opinion, never sell a house. You already went through the entire hard work of actually buying that house. Now, why would you sell it? If it's the equity that you want, remember this advanced, we're advanced house hacking. Why don't we just get a home equity line of credit, use that cash to then, it's access to capital to buy the next property. Another advanced house hacking, my home. My goodness, I'm actually, there's so many advanced house hacking things in here. So the home that I live in, it's my primary residence. I literally don't have a mortgage on it, but I thought, you know what? I want access to the equity. If I sold it, yeah, that'd be great. I'd make money and be totally fine, but I wouldn't have that house. It wouldn't make me money. I wanted access to that equity, access to that capital. Remember, we're advanced house hacking, so I'm leaving this. But before I did, I literally got a HELOC on it, or a home equity line of credit of $250,000. And here's the big thing. It's very, very hard, almost impossible to find a HELOC on a second property or an investment property. It's almost impossible. My students are having a tough time. If you know who to go to get an investment property, second, or like a line of credit on that, definitely hit me up on Instagram, DM me, the Dustin Heiner. I would love to know if, you know, who, because we have so many properties that we would actually get a HELOC on. I can't get a HELOC on investment property, but on my primary residence, I absolutely can. So when I move out, they're not going to just take away my HELOC. At least I hope they won't. I really doubt they will. But I'll have my HELOC on an investment property because I left it and it's renting out and I have access to that capital to then buy more and more real estate. And then this new house that I move into, it's going to be my primary residence. Let's say, for instance, I pay down the debt and then I refinance it. If it's still my primary residence, I could then get a home equity line of credit on that property that has access to capital. Remember, we're thinking advanced strategies as an investor. Then with that capital, we're going to buy the next property, live in it, and then refinance it, and then pay off that property. Here's what a potential, I guess a possibility of what I would probably do. Let's say I get a home equity line of credit on my current house in Arizona, which I do. Then this new house, let's say I get it paid down. I have, let's say, 50% loan to value, and because it goes up in value or something like that. Then I get a HELOC on that new primary residence. So I have two HELOCs. Then I use those both two HELOCs to buy my next house in cash, all from my homes. I had no money out of my pocket. Like, I didn't have to work to get this money to buy this property. Then after buying that property, remember, I have two loans now. The two home equity line of credits are paying for this new house. Well, then I wait 6 months or do a delayed financing, which is another advanced strategy. I'll talk to you all about that some other time. Or actually, I have other episodes that you can listen to about delayed financing where you can pull that money out within 2 weeks, 3-4 weeks, very, very fast. But then I pull that money out. And then I pay off my HELOCs, the both two properties that are investment properties that I now have HELOCs on. Remember, you can't get investment properties HELOCs, but now I have two investment properties that have HELOCs. And then this new property that I'm moving into, or it might not even be that I'm moving into, I'm literally buying a new investment property and then refinancing it, pull that cash out, pay off those HELOCs. Now that new property has its own loan on it, and I have no money out of my pocket on this deal, and this new loan is paid for by the rents collected, and I make money on top of that. Oh my goodness, there is so, this episode has so many more advantages. I'm literally talking this through what I'm doing, and I'm finding out advanced house hacking is something that you need to get into. You start with regular house hacking, which regular house hacking, when I say regular, sorry, I'm not trying to belittle at all, because it's a fantastic way to do it. You get a property, you live in it, you have a mortgage on it, you get somebody to rent out a portion of this property to help you pay for your mortgage. Then you start buying more properties. You do it over and over again. Hopefully you buy another one, move into that one. You do it over and over again. Then once you have multiple properties, and if you have one property making you $250 a month, that's $3,000 a year, which is amazing. 20 properties is $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year. 40 properties is $120,000 a year without working. Remember that, without working. Then you do these advanced strategies that I'm doing with advanced house hacking, advanced loans strategies, all these other ways to make more money so that you can have so much more freedom in your life. So I want you to get to the point where you can buy a house with all cash. And remember, it does not have to be your cash. It could be completely somebody else's cash, your home equity line of credit, your private money, hard money, whatever. We can get into that in another episode. But you want to use somebody else's money to buy with all cash, refinance it, pull the cash back out so that you can absolutely do it over and over and over again. If you got anything out of this, I would so appreciate this if you would leave a 5-star review. I'm trying to rack up those 5-star reviews. If you got anything out of it, I really would appreciate that. And then tell somebody about this. Tell somebody that, hey, Dustin's on a mission to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. He wants you to do it. You need to get started. You need to actually listen to this episode. He's going to show you how to have advanced house hacking as well as house hacking as well, so that you can start investing. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I want to see you successful in real estate investing.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.